What is the specific indication for you to stop oxaliplatin? I hear a lot of people talking about if they see functional impairment. Is that your approach?
Yes, I would agree with that. Although I think the more interesting question is when you start attenuating for that. Do you push them to the functional impairment at full dose, or do you already start attenuating early or dropping out the oxaliplatin like you would in the Optimox trial? So I think there are many ways of doing this, and I don't think there's one right or wrong way. I do think, though, that with the many other available therapies to us now, that an approach of giving a certain treatment for a certain period of time and then switching out and going to something else before these neuropathies arrive may be the better way of doing this. Again, our colleagues in lung and breast cancer are treating patients for a set number of cycles or a set period of time. It's really only in the GI malignancies where our patients have such a poor prognosis that we've been treating them continuously until death, in a sense. So I think that now that we are doing better by our patients, we probably should begin to consider adopting more of a breast or lung cancer approach. In part, also, I think that the patients have a better quality of life with this. And a few studies that have looked at this have really shown no difference in survival.
Although I guess there's a big difference, as you said, in terms of whether you're using this in metastatic disease or in the adjuvant setting. In the adjuvant setting, what fraction of patients in your practice do you think actually have to have the drug stopped? And generally, when do they have it stopped?
Yeah. So we're again talking about FOLFOX.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say that there are very few patients where I don't have to attenuate the oxaliplatin towards the end of the treatment. I would say that 90% of the patients, maybe 80% of my patients, I do need to attenuate the oxaliplatin somewhere starting around the eighth, ninth treatment. As far as dropping the oxaliplatin completely, I've only had probably, I would say, 10% at most where I've had to really drop the oxaliplatin completely. So that's relatively rare, but it's interesting how some patients develop this neuropathy at a far more rapid pace than others, and I'm sure it has something to do with genetics.